Now's the perfect time to start planning your paint projects. Blaine's Farm and Fleet is your one-stop shop for all kinds of painting needs, from brushes, rollers, and paint trays to drop cloths, ladders, you name it. Shop great prices in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
Hang on to your tractors. Here's another update. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
It has been a busy 2020 for our friends from Focus on Energy, and time to catch up with one of them. Focus on Energy, of course, is the program available to our farm families and agribusinesses all across the state in an effort of trying to make sure that you are operating efficiently and getting any of those energy rebates coming back to your farming operation. Remember, details online, focusonenergy.com, focusonenergy.com. Joining us today from Northwest Wisconsin is Kevin Weiler. He is one of the energy advisors with Focus on Energy. You know, Kevin, before we get to our project today, talk to me a little bit about how it's been like conducting business in 2020. You know, you Focus on Energy advisors are usually right out there in the trenches with our farm families. What's it been like this year? How busy have you been?
Pam, Focus on Energy has been working throughout the whole pandemic. Of course, it's been a challenging year, as everybody knows. Farmers are still doing projects. We were under the Safer at Home in early 2020, but we have been released to the fields, and we have been catching those projects that the farmers have been doing throughout the course of 2020.
Well, we've got a great project we want to focus in on today, and it involves a Terry Farm in Northwest Wisconsin, St. Croix County, New Richmond specifically. Tell me about this project, Kevin, and how it all got started when you got involved in the dialogue.
Well, this project got started in early 2020. Dennis Mitchell was looking to put in a more energy efficiency grain dryer, and his utility rep, Tim Bartles from Excel, contacted me and said Dennis was looking to do a more efficient grain dryer that was going to save him natural gas. And, you know, we sat down with myself, Dennis, Tim from Excel, and Lota Myers, the grain dryer dealer, and sat and had a meeting to go over some pre-approval for a grain dryer to see what incentives were available.
And up until this time, that farm had no idea what Focus on Energy could offer them, right?
No, Dennis and his partners never worked with Focus on Energy on any projects, and then we discussed it, and we did a pre-approval for the grain dryer and got him a nice incentive check for a more efficient grain dryer.
Boy, and I'll tell you, it's not just about the money. Talk about efficiency. Give us a little perspective on this project, Kevin, and the energy it's going to save, because there's a lot of people in the neighborhood should be thanking Terry Farms for making this investment.
Dennis did get a nice incentive for the grain dryer, but with the new grain dryer, it's going to save him enough energy to power about 18 homes in Wisconsin for an entire year, and it will produce an estimated $250,000 in avoided energy cost over the course of the lifetime of the grain dryer, and it's going to save him about $15,000 per year on his electric bills.
Amazing. Those are some fantastic numbers. And, you know, this year, when we're looking at a pretty good crop for most farms in the state of Wisconsin, the volume of grain that this new system is going to allow Terry Farms to process, that's another really impressive bracket of information.
Well, with his old grain dryer, it was going to run about 204 hours a year. With the new grain dryer, it's going to run about 20 more hours per year, but he's going to be able to dry almost 215,000 more bushels per year in the same amount of hours.
Yeah. Unbelievable. It's basically a doubling effect. Kevin Weiler is along with us, energy advisor with Focus on Energy, talking about a project that happened in New Richmond, St. Croix County, where Terry Farms made the investment of upgrading their energy efficiency as far as the grain dryers are concerned. And this is a crop and dairy operation. So I've got to believe you might end up making another trip back up there if Dennis has some ideas on the dairy too, right, Kevin?
Dennis is always looking to Focus on Energy now when he does anything at his farm, whether it's dairy or for the crop side of it.
Now, these grain dryer efficiency measurements, a relative new opportunity through Focus on Energy. I know it's been around better than a year. What kinds of questions do farmers generally have about these projects? Are you still accepting applications for these kinds of projects, even though we're getting closer to the harvest, Kevin?
We are still working with the dealers and farmers, and we're still taking applications for new, more energy efficiency green dryers, whether they're natural gas or LP. LP funding has just been extended through 2022, so we're working with both natural gas and LP customers on green dryers.
Is there a preference? I mean, do you find farmers leaning one way or the other when it comes to natural gas or propane?
We're seeing more LP versus natural gas. That's just because natural gas is not at a lot of the crop farms that we work with.
Now, like I said, this is kind of a new opportunity to work with Focus on Energy on these grain dryers. Are the farmers catching on, shall I say, Kevin? You know, there's so many programs available through Focus on Energy. I always just like to make sure that everybody's paying attention. Fortunately, one of the utility cooperators caught this one, but are we seeing more of a general uptake by farms on what Focus on Energy can do for them?
The farmers are always doing the projects, and the word is out is Focus on Energy. You know, we're working with them, the energy advisors that cover the state, you know, their utilities. You know, they're reaching out to us, and we're, you know, helping them with their more energy efficiency projects.
Let's talk a little bit about going forward then. What other areas are you focused in on when it comes to the energy savings and maybe some of those elements that farms aren't aware of? Like I said, we started this conversation by pointing out that your cooperator didn't even know what Focus on Energy could do, but you're saving them thousands and thousands of dollars. What other things do you think are worth repeating, Kevin, when it comes to what Focus on Energy can do for our Wisconsin farm families and agribusinesses?
You know, just check us out on our website. Get in contact with your energy advisor. Get in contact with your dealers. We work with the dealers as well as the farmers and see what funding is available to do energy efficiency project, whether it's putting a VFD, a grain dryer, lighting, irrigation, greenhouses. You know, look towards the energy efficiency side and, you know, see what funds are available.
Now, we were talking about COVID-19 making adjustments in all of our lives. If I'm interested in getting started with a project, so what should I do? Is there something I should do online? Are you still doing face-to-face visits? How are we kind of working our way through the process, Kevin, in light of COVID-19?
We are capable of doing site visits. Of course, we're going to be hand sanitizer, and we will have masks on, and we'll check temperatures before we go out and do visits. We do have to have a pre-visit appointment scheduled in case of contract tracing, but we're able to do site visits and work with the farmers and the dealers.
Mm-hmm. And again, we talk this particular conversation about a grain operation, but there's a lot of other incentives out there for our agribusinesses. You know, it's been difficult for everybody, regardless of what part of Wisconsin agriculture you're in. But let us not forget about some of the horticultural lighting incentives that are a part of Focus on Energy, too.
Horticulture lighting, we've revamped that in 2020, and we've made it a prescriptive measure, and we have three requirements. It's got to have a 5-year warranty. It's got to be on the horticulture lighting list. If not, we can get it to qualify. And, you know, reach out to us, and we can help you on your horticulture lighting projects.
Yeah, that's really what I want to remind people about. It sounds a little intimidating when you think about all the elements of a construction project that involve energy. But that's what people like Kevin Weiler, who's along with us today, do for you. You basically take the paperwork off their hands, so long as you're involved in the process early on, right, Kevin?
Get in touch with your energy advisor. We can help you with the paperwork on what is needed to get that equipment to qualify if it's not on a list, but we can definitely work with you to see if it qualifies and get you an incentive on the equipment you're putting in.
Well, and that's your arena of expertise, so obviously you know exactly where to look and at what volume to look to find those savings. It's not like the farmer's got to suddenly bone up on everything relative to energy.
We are here to help you however you need it on your energy efficiency projects.
Boy, don't you love to hear that. Kevin Weiler along with us from Focus on Energy. And again, I want to remind you, we're talking specifically today about Terry Farms up in New Richmond and the fantastic partnership they made with not only Focus on Energy, but their trade allies, Xcel Energy, for great savings. Savings that means less stress on that entire electrical line in his community. And like we said, great incentives back in his pocket. If you're thinking about a project, if you are wondering about other incentives, incentives that may be out there. Contact your energy advisors like Kevin Wyler all across the state of Wisconsin. The best way to start, online, focusonenergy.com. That would be a great place to learn a little bit more about the incentives available. Focusonenergy.com, and you can get in touch with an energy advisor all across the state. They'll be happy to safely schedule a visit with you to talk about the project you're looking at. Focus on Energy, bringing you the details today. With Kevin Wyler, I'm Pam Yonke.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.